You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Happy Friday. Today is May 29th, 2020, and today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial Insights is now underway. Hopefully everybody is starting to celebrate the weekend, and thank you for tuning in today. We'll jump into the news in just a second. And for those of you that are not familiar with our podcast yet, we usually start out with a quick overview of the day's markets and financial news. Then in the second half of the episode, we take a deeper dive into a current trend or interesting topic of interest. So I'm Scott Ponywaz, the publisher of the callputstrike.com platform, and here we go for today. China, the World Health Organization, and Twitter drove the week's news and also today's news as we closed out the week. The major indexes were mixed Friday, ending a fairly positive week for trading. The S&P 500 rose by 0.48%, while the NASDAQ increased by 1.3%. The Dow Jones dropped by 0.07%, and the S&P 500 has gained 4% altogether in May. Occidental Petroleum had major news Friday as the company announced that they would be reducing their dividend payout. Trading was paused as the company stated that its quarterly payout will be 1 cent per share. This is down from March 10th, when the quarterly payout was at 11 cents per share. The company was forced to make a reduction due to the historically low prices of oil over the last few months. After the pause in trading, shares fell by over 3%. The company has so far lost 68% of its price in 2020. President Donald Trump's news conference relating to relations with China took place at 2 p.m. this afternoon. The conference was directly related to the approved national security bill for Hong Kong. During the conference, President Trump spoke about working towards eliminating any special treatment towards Hong Kong. However, he did not say that the United States would be retracting their trade deal with China. Phase one of this deal was signed in January 2020. President Trump also did not announce any new tariffs. During President Trump's press conference, he stated that the relationship between the United States and the World Health Organization will be terminated. He declared the WHO to have been protecting China and defending its action during the global pandemic. The Federal Reserve has set up a $600 billion Main Street lending facility. This loan program has a purpose of providing money to medium-sized businesses in order to keep them through the pandemic. To help them get through the pandemic. Friday, the Fed announced the central bank is only days away from releasing the first loans to struggling businesses. Twitter was in the news for the third day in a row this week. Are you getting tired of it yet? As they flagged a tweet from President Trump for violating the guidelines of, quote, glorifying violence. The tweet read, quote, "These thugs," in all caps, "are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you." End quote. Twitter's share price fell 2.6% on Friday. American consumer sentiment has risen to 72.3 in May. This is up from the 71.8 number that we saw in April, meaning that consumers are more confident with the economy and their personal income. However, this figure was expected to be 74, an estimate from the Dow Jones. American personal spending fell by 13.6% in April as a new record. In addition to this, the personal savings rate for Americans is at a record high of 33% as of April. This decrease in spending and increase in saving is a direct result of coronavirus and the vast amount of Americans who have filed for unemployment in recent months. Daily financial insights for Call Put Strike. Thanks for joining us. And after the break, we'll take a deeper dive into how to balance risk management for investment portfolios. Given the current turmoil in the markets, we thought that this is a good one to revisit the fundamentals, whether you're a seasoned investor or if you are a new investor that's trying to ride the current wave in the markets. That being said, here we go as we dive into how to balance risk management for investment portfolios. And be sure to listen to our disclaimer at the very end of this episode. So, when first starting at the very beginning, investing can seem like quite a daunting prospect. Stocks, bonds, dividends, options, securities, what does it all mean? When unsure of how to tackle this, the best bet is to talk to a financial advisor. They'll set up an investment portfolio which is comprised of all the things listed above and more. There are plenty of different options out there. Typically, a financial advisor will manage a portfolio and send a statement of the activity regularly. However, it is still a good idea to be aware of what exactly is going on and how to work with the advisor to manage the financial risk in your portfolio. The same goes for those that are trying to build their own portfolio and running on self-investing platforms. So, a few key points. Number one, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Keeping a portfolio as diversified as possible is a good strategy. If the portfolio has a small share in a lot of different stocks, the chance that all of them decreasing in value is slim. In comparison, investing all the money into one particular company and then having it go bankrupt would be financially devastating. Same thing is true for types of financial assets. For example, someone could invest in stocks, bonds, and mortgage-backed securities. This would be providing a lot of alternative forms of profit. Two, consider dividend stocks. Investing in dividends is a fairly safe option for people just starting out. By identifying a stable company that pays its shareholders regular dividend income, the portfolio will have a little bit of cushioning. Many retirement portfolios contain a large number of dividend stocks, as these are regular income that can be relied on fairly consistently. Keeping an eye on the company's regular business dealings and reading about them in the news is a good way to stay aware of their general stock price. Number three, bonds versus stocks. So a bond is an agreement between two parties, typically the government or corporations. These bonds are sold to investors. When the bonds reach their maturity date, the money needs to be exchanged between the parties, plus a little extra to the investor. Bonds are considered more stable than stocks because they're not as volatile. If a sudden situation caused the stock market to crash, the investor will still hold that bond, which the issuer will still have to pay at the maturity date. There is still a risk of default, but it is much lower than if the money was invested in stocks. Number four, understand your investments. To quote billionaire Warren Buffett, quote, "Never invest in anything you don't understand," end quote. This will always be true, especially when just starting out. Even if a financial advisor is encouraging a certain transaction, it is important that the owner of the portfolio understands the risks and the rewards. If they are not aware of the company or that particular type of business, it can be very difficult to critically assess what they're getting into. This can result in losing a great deal of money, which could have been invested in something that they are more familiar with. So, as you might dip your toes in the waters of the stock market, we hope that you'll find this insight a bit useful. And with that, we'll wrap things up for the week. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again on Monday when the markets are back. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com. Thank you and have a great day.